Welcome back to JR Morning. The Republican Party gathered in Michigan over the weekend at the Michigan Republican Leadership Conference. It's a key event that shapes the state's political landscape ahead of the 2026 elections. And joining us to discuss the conference and his campaign for governor is Tom Leonard, former Michigan House Speaker and current partner at Plunkett Cooney. Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, my friend. Thank you very much for having me.
You know, the Mackinac Republican Leadership Conference, they call it sometimes, I've heard it called, the Super Bowl of Michigan politics. What was the mood this year, and what kind of stood out to you about the party's direction?
Well, it was a lot of fun, I will tell you. Jim Runstad, the chairman of the MIGOP, and his crew, they did an incredible job putting this thing together. And you may recall, I mean, they had a lot of issues a couple years ago. They've overcome a lot of adversity. And I will tell you, the sense that I saw this weekend was one of excitement, but also of unity. A lot of Republicans ready to go win in 26.
Was there any particular conversations on the island or moments on, you know, that kind of shaped how you're thinking about your own campaign?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, the highlight was certainly the gubernatorial forum. I mean, we did an incredible job there, was focused on issues. We got a lot of great and positive feedback. And I've been very clear to Republicans. Democrats gave us a playbook for what happens when you're void of a vision, you're not focused on issues, you're not focused on turning the state or country around, and you wake up every day and you've got hatred for one person. And I've been very clear to Republicans, if we are going to win in 26, we better be focused on solutions and solving problems. It can't be hatred for, you know, any Democrat. It can't be hatred for Gretchen Whitmer or Joslyn Benson. We've got to be focused on positive solutions and a positive vision. And that's what we were all about on that forum on Saturday.
How much stock do you put in the straw poll organized by the Midwesterner? It has you at 23.5%. Is that good? Is that bad? What do you take from that?
We were excited about those results. I mean, we took a very close second. And listen, Jamie, a couple of these candidates, they've been in the race since January. We just announced a couple of months ago, and we went up there. You know, some of these campaigns had paid for 50, 60 volunteers to go up. We went up with our family, a few volunteers. We enjoyed ourselves, and our support was very organic. And I'd say, you know, the real stock that I would put in that poll is where is the grassroots support? You know, who do they want to get behind? Who are they going to be energized for heading into November? And again, we were very happy with our showing. We've got a lot of momentum and was very excited. I did not expect to place that well.
Just so folks know, in this poll, Eric Nesbitt got 29% and Mike Cox was there with 18.5%, just for reference.
You know, Tom, what we're seeing play out on the national level, right, in the aftermath of the Charlie Kirk assassination, Jimmy Kimmel Live is coming back tonight. In a micro sense, how is Michigan comparable to what we're seeing across the country in terms of the sentiment of some of these major issues and talking points, and how are you addressing it?
Well, this same question, something very similar came up on the forum, during Saturday's forum. And listen, it's you've got to be focused again on a positive vision. I mean, you know, Charlie Kirk, he was very conservative. He was bold. He had some very strong views. But one thing about this man, he was always looking forward. He always knew the direction that he felt the country should go. And again, any candidate running for office, that's exactly the same, you know, that's the same sentiment they ought to have. They ought to have that forward-looking vision. Where do they want to take the state? It can't be looking back, and it can't be focused on other candidates.
How do you plan to appeal to voters beyond the Republican base, especially independents and moderates who will decide this statewide race? And your thoughts on Mayor Duggan coming into the race, running for governor as an independent. How does that shape what you do in your campaign?
Yeah, so our vision, I believe, is resonating across the state. I mean, we're focused on real kitchen table issues that people care about. Affordable housing. I mean, we've got an affordable housing crisis in the state right now. Rent up 40% in the last 5 years. The average home cost up $100,000. We are focused on affordable housing. We are focused on this education crisis. The fact that 3/4 of the 4th graders in this state cannot read at a proficient level, only 11% in the city of Detroit. That is an absolute crisis. Again, we're focused on education. We're focused on accountability. This idea that Michigan is one of two states whose executive branch and legislature isn't open to FOIA, that has to end. We've got to be more transparent. Government needs to be more accountable. So those are the big issues that we are focused on. And if we can continue to do that, I believe we're going to see great success over the next year.
You sort of answered my question, but say you get the keys to the castle. You are the governor. What's the first thing you focus on?
Well, my biggest priority, I can tell you, the biggest thing I will be focused on January 1, when you hear my speech, is going to be this education crisis facing our state. I mean, this is the civil rights issue of our day. We are not going to grow our state again. We are not going to be able to keep our children here. Businesses are not going to relocate here if our children cannot read. I mean, Jamie, as a former prosecutor, I can tell you this. If a child drops out of school because they're illiterate, you've created a pipeline to a welfare check or a prison cell. That will be one of my key focuses. But in terms of day one, something that I know that I'll be able to do on day one, you may recall 98.5% of our troopers have lost confidence in the state police colonel. We need a new police colonel in the state of Michigan. That is one of the first things that's going to happen when I'm the state's next governor.
Is that what you're hearing from voters around the state, the education being the biggest issue?
It's certainly one of. I would say affordability and affordable housing is probably the biggest one right now.
As you know,
I'll tell you, Chris, I was going to say, I'm sorry to interrupt,
that's right,
Lloyd, but another big one that I continue to hear about, and we've got to do something to address it, property taxes. That is another big issue that I hear about repeatedly when I'm out there on the campaign trail. Mm.
Crime is an issue as well. As you know, the president brought the National Guard to Washington, D.C. He sent them over to Memphis as well. And there's been talk. J.D. Vance was here last week. He said, hey, Gretchen, if you need the National Guard, all you got to do is ask and we'll send them to Detroit. What's your thought about the National Guard in the city of Detroit?
Detroit is still one of the highest crime, violent crime cities in the entire country. If I was governor, I would be willing to take any assistance that that the federal government would give me to lower crime.
And just lastly, we had this discussion earlier about the temperature, the rhetoric, all of it online. I would suggest there's on both sides some radical folks. How would you lower the temperature in politics?
Just to continue to do what I'm doing. I mean, listen, leadership has to start with me. I can only control what I can do. And if you follow me on social media, you listen to our message, listen to me during giving my stump speech at events. I don't focus on other candidates. I don't focus on the negativity. What I focus on is problems and solving them with real and positive solutions. Again, I can't stress this enough. Any candidate that's going to be successful heading into 26, they've got to focus on solutions for this state. They can't focus on the other side. That's what we are doing.
We got about 30 seconds, Tom, and, campaigning for governor is pretty grueling. How do you balance the demands of your law practice with life on the trail?
And family.
Yes.
Listen, and those kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I've got the most amazing wife. Janelle, I could not have asked for a better partner in this business. I mean, she gets it. She's there. She's supportive. The kids have bought in. We take them on the campaign trail when we can. They were with us on the island this weekend. And listen, they get to have some fun, too. We did a bike ride around the island on Sunday. We are having a lot of fun with it. If you can't have fun doing this, you can't do it, and your family's got to be there. I've got the best family there is for this business.
All right. Tom Leonard, Republican gubernatorial candidate, partner at Plunkett Cooney. Always a pleasure having you on. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Hey, thank you all. Have a great day.
All right. Coming up, more of your thoughts and open lines next on JR Morning.